Flying stars skim across a lake towards a distinctive pyramid-like mountain with a snow-covered peak. The stars form an arch over the mountain. Paramount Players. Bouncing orange letters tumble into line, reading Nickelodeon Movies. A flat stone skips across a misty lake at sunrise. Walden Media. A fire department helicopter flies over a mountainous pine forest. Words read, Redding, California.
This is Redding 5 approaching a timber fire off Route 16. We got a high rate of spread on this one with a line of cars that are blocking emergency vehicles, so we're gonna send in the jumpers on the left flank. Approaching drop zone now.
Title reads, Playing with Fire. The road is jammed with cars and people surrounded by smoke and fire.
We're trapped. We can't get out.
What do we do now?
We need a miracle.
Through the smoke, parachutes drift down from the sky. People stare and point. Firemen drift to the ground amid the flames. The superintendent, a tall, muscular man in full body gear, pulls off his helmet. The men hand out tools.
Where's my Redding crew at?
Everywhere!
The soup puts his helmet back on.
We're backed up for miles, and we need to get emergency teams in here, but right now our job is to keep that fire from those vehicles out the team. Cut a line up slope and prep for a burn.
Yes, sir!
Beta team, stay close to me.
Three men fall in behind him.
In the words of Storm and Norman Schwarzkopf, if you can't take the heat, get out the kitchen.
Not even close.
Let's disagree to agree, because quotes are my thing.
A tall bearded man with an axe fells a burning tree with a single blow. Soup catches a burning branch inches from a man's head. He gives him a curt nod. Soup is digging a trench. He looks up at the fire and yells to his men.
Fire's gonna do a 180 off the line!
Soup! Laser!
A man throws a laser beacon. Soup catches it and runs, holding the laser high.
It's getting real warm down here. Got me?
A tanker plane follows the beacon.
Two, one, paint it pink!
The tanker dumps a plume of fire retardant. The liquid drenches the woods and road. Two firemen drenched in the pink liquid.
Woo! I love the smell of fire shake in the morning!
He spreads his arms, then gags.
Right? Oh, no, whoa, whoa, you okay?
His partner touches his shoulder, but he punches his chest.
I'm good.
In slow motion, the firemen stride through the smoke. A boy runs to hug Soup.
Thank you for saving
me! Soup ignores the boy, who bounces off a minivan. A woman addresses Soup.
You are the bravest man I've ever seen, and the hottest.
Thank you, ma'am, but for us, it's just another day at the office.
A chopper lifts him into the air on a tether.
My husband sells insurance! Take me with you!
A man next to the woman stares at her.
I'm literally standing right here.
The helicopter carries the soup away. Later, at a depot, a sign on the wall reads, Smoke Jumpers of California. A half dozen men maintain and clean equipment, dancing to the music. A man with a goatee dances energetically with a towel and spray bottle.
Hey, guys! My dogs, come on. You crushed it out there, man!
Soup turns off the music.
Hey, I am so sorry, Soup. The guys were just blowing off steam. I apologize.
Any time for steam reallocation later. Our main priority is to get this depot tip-top. Gentlemen, you know how quickly things can go sideways.
He points at a photo behind him.
My dad was the greatest smoke jumper ever to hang boots in this depot.
A large dog stands next to him. Soup smiles and nods at the dog. Soup looks at the framed photo, his father in firefighting gear. It's crooked. A bald fireman straightens the picture. It tilts again as he turns away. He notices and straightens it again. The picture falls from the wall. He catches it.
Oh, I got it. It's a sliver.
He grimaces in pain, shakes the hand with a splinter.
That is in there?
Gentlemen, we must be at our very best.
Every second of every day.
Exactly. Now, where's my Redding crew at?
Everywhere.
Later, Soup watches a TV news reporter interviewing a distinguished fireman.
Commander Richards, the way you and your men put out that fire today, it felt like it was really the work of superheroes.
Superheroes?
That's the Santa Barbara fire.
The bald fireman pops up behind Soup.
Very strict exercise regimens and first-class genetics. Now that I say it out loud, I guess we are superheroes.
After a storied career as division commander, rumor has it you're considering retirement. Care to comment?
Well, the rumors are true.
You should be the next division commander. You've been training for this since you were saving Lego people from Lego fires.
That's what my dad and I always dreamed of.
Four firemen walk in behind them carrying personal gear.
Soup?
No, I'm not afraid of anything.
Soup keeps watching the TV.
Except for mines. They're a little creepy. I don't
smoke. Soup?
What?
Sorry, Soup. Hey, we're gonna join the Santa Barbara crew.
We just want to be in the big leagues.
The bald man exclaims.
You are so in the big leagues. What, were you not in that fire? I just singed my eyebrows. Smell my beard. It smells like a luau.
The bearded axe-wielding fireman leans in to sniff his beard. The bald man regards him nervously.
That was disturbing.
Axe, hey, you coming with us?
The man with the axe growls.
Ha, ha, go!
The goateed fireman yells at them.
Get out of here! Get out of here, you backstabbers! If you had a fraternity, I wouldn't even join it! Can you even step?
He performs a short step dance routine. Soup, Axe, and the bald man watch him.
Huh? We don't need you!
The dog leaves the room.
Don't need you! We need them. We need them, Chief. We just lost three of our best jumpers and our pilot. Come on, man. What's the backup plan?
We're gonna do what we always do.
Tidy up the depot?
We stay vigilant, rely on our training.
Although that's gonna mean that, I'm gonna have to fly.
He rubs his towel nervously.
I mean, I don't know if I'm ready for that. I mean, I was much more comfortable being the backup pilot. I mean, I'm really not suited for a leadership role right at this moment.
Congratulations. You've been called up.
A flashing red light on the wall.
But Soup! Oh, man.
Soup runs to a computer and pulls up a map.
Fire down by the lake.
The goateed man switches off the alarm.
Relax, guys, relax. They don't even need us. Local team says there's this massive storm coming here and it's just gonna let it burn out. So I don't need to be nervous or just relax.
Lieutenant, there's cabins down by that lake.
The TV is still on.
I'm looking for the best of the best. Someone who knows what a fire's gonna do before it does it.
If you're worried about it, we can just go down there and check it out, right?
Whoever takes over the position is going to be almost as great as me.
We need eyes on the ground. Call Dr. Hicks.
The bald man places a video call.
Go on a few dates.
Dates? No. Two or three occurrences. We're sat together for chow.
The call goes through.
So dates.
We're professionals. I decided that
a woman appears on screen listening to Soup.
So I chose to press pause.
In the middle of our date?
Dr. Hicks.
What's the problem, Superintendent Carson?
Why do you assume there's a problem?
Unless you're calling 3 months later to apologize for going to the bathroom during our dinner and never coming back.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Carson glares at the bald man.
I am sorry. I won't go over here.
Carson turns back to her.
Okay, there's a problem.
I need you to bring up your cameras. There's a
fire down by the lake.
Dr. Hicks checks four video feeds. One of them is a burning cabin.
Zoom in on that cabin right there.
Oh, no. Oh, I see it. I see that there's...
He hangs up on her.
The storm coming in, there is no way the local depot's gonna make it. Get the chopper ready. Where's my Redding crew at?
Everywhere!
Everywhere. Chopper flies in five.
The chopper lifts off the goateed man at the controls.
Oh, look, we're off the ground! So far, so good!
Dr. Hicks stands on a platform on the lake, holding a fishing net.
All right, divine the Bambi, now!
A large bucket lowers from the chopper, nearly hitting her. She falls into the water. Gasping, she smacks the water.
Carson!
The bucket scoops up water and the chopper flies off.
All right, heads up, guys. Confirming fire structure.
They approach the burning cabin.
3,000 pounds of water coming at you. Drop in the water, now!
The water completely misses the cabin.
Okay, nice try.
Okay, try being a little more supportive. I haven't flown in a while, okay? Soup, do you want me to double back to the lake?
No, ditch the bucket. Give me a line.
Carson clips into a tether.
Good?
You're good.
Hold her steady!
He descends the line into the cabin through a burning hole in the roof.
You're 10 feet from there.
He lowers through the roof into the burning building. Still tethered, he looks around. There are flames on all sides.
Proceeding with room check.
He kicks in a door.
Clear!
He kicks in another door and steps on a plush toy rabbit.
I love you.
Three children huddle in a corner.
I got three civilians in the Bravo side of the structure. You hurt?
Are you a real life fireman?
I'm a smoke jumper, which is like a firefighter, but way cooler.
What does a smoke jumper do?
Oh, we jump into fires to fight them.
Firemen fight fires.
Yeah, but there's over a million firefighters. There's only 336 smoke jumpers.
A million is more than 300.
In this case, less is more. Listen, stop. I don't have time. Where are your parents?
They're not here, and I can't get a hold of them.
Okay, fine. I'm getting you out one by one. You first. Let's go.
Take Will first.
No. Take Zoe, then Bryn, then me.
No, Zoe, then you, then me.
No, no, we do what I say, and we do it now.
Copy that. We're a go for extraction.
No, wait, wait, wait.
The tether yanks Carson off his feet. He slams repeatedly from the floor to the ceiling. He falls to the floor on his back. He drops to the floor, then slams back into the ceiling. He falls hard to the floor.
This must be why there are so few smoke jumpers.
All right, let's try this again. Come on, come on, come on.
He gathers the kids into his arms. A section of roof collapses.
Okay, I'm gonna clip us all together and we all go at once, okay?
Money!
Go. Now.
Now? Now?
Yes, he said no!
Well, he said no before. What if he changes his mind again?
Not gonna change his mind again!
Hey, guys, focus! Now!
Lit by a spotlight, the tether lifts the four of them through the burning roof. Fire engulfs the cabin. A news chopper circles nearby, shining the spotlight on them.
Witnessing a live aerial rescue.
The group climbs into the chopper and Axe closes the door. Overhead, the sky is stormy.
Take the children to St. Stephen's for medical eval.
Copy that.
Why? We're fine.
Protocol.
Hey, Sue, storm's on top of us. Winds are at 20 knots. I need to set down now.
Fine. Head back to the depot. We'll evaluate them there.
The chopper flies through the storm. Rain pours over a sign. Smoke jumper base. Carson talks to Bryn and the kids.
What the heck are 3 8-year-olds doing alone in the middle of nowhere?
Eight. I'm not eight.
Hey, if he says you're eight, you're eight.
She's more like 15.
Where's the pole? Can I slide down the pole?
Depot's one floor, no pole.
Do you have a hook and ladder?
Hook and ladder? No.
What kind of firefighter are you?
I told you. I'm a smoke jumper, which again, is way better. Where are your parents?
They went up the coast for a night for their 20th anniversary, and I'm extremely responsible. I've kept these two out of trouble their entire lives.
Will fires an extinguisher with a big smile.
Yeah, I can see that. Put that down.
He sprays again.
No shenanigans on my watch.
Yeah, no monkey shines, tomfoolery, or hijinks.
You finished?
Long as there's not a hint of malarkey.
The bald man jumps up.
Now, if I didn't know any better, I would say that that was sarcasm. So why don't we just take it down a notch, sister, okay? Maybe a little gratitude would be helpful.
Sorry, bud, we just don't speak oldsy times.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, but she's not stopping. It's just, that's just sarcasm, right? It's that, I mean, that's not just me,
yeah,
right?
No,
it's
no,
just sarcasm.
No, it's not just you, it's not, not just, just you. Wanna... I felt it now,
wow.
Little miss.
Gentlemen, I got this. My name isn't Bud or Man or Dude. It is Superintendent Jake Carson, but you can call me that. The whole thing. This is Captain Mark Rogers, Lieutenant Rodrigo Torres, and that is Axe.
Hi, Axe.
Zoe waves at Axe.
Does he always carry that axe?
Yeah, because he's always ready to roll.
All right. What's your mom's number?
You can't just cold call my mom. What do you think she's going to do when she sees the caller ID from a fire station and finds out her cabin burned down?
Bryn takes his phone.
I'll call her.
Fine. Set it up and you hand it right over to me.
She dials, then gives him a sarcastic salute.
Straight to voicemail. Hey, Mom, please don't worry. We're all totally fine. But I'm so sorry to tell you that the cabin burnt down. We were rescued by these smoke jumpers, which I've heard are actually way cooler than firemen. Apparently, there's only 339 of them in the entire country.
336. And this, when you do that?
Mark salutes.
That's not helpful.
So, we couldn't be in safer hands. I guess you can take your time.
No.
Jake takes his phone.
Hello, ma'am.
Still a voicemail.
This is Superintendent Jake Carson of Reading Depot Region 5. I have your children. They are physically unharmed, but I must say they are a bit of a handful. Please call me back ASAP to make arrangements to come pick them up. Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
Jake hangs up. Will and Bryn look at each other.
It wasn't making sense.
The four men are in Jake's office. Through the window, Jake looks at the kids. He shuts the blinds.
Lieutenant, how bad's the storm?
Well, in the words of Mahatma Gandhi, it's bad. Real, real bad.
Nope, not even one thing about that was right.
Now why you gotta go and blow up my spot like that?
Jake pounds the desk.
Can we make it to the police station?
Chief, it's 90 miles. The roads are all flooded. You don't want to take the kids out in that.
What about the safe haven law?
Jake looks at him blankly.
As first responders, we're legally bound for the health and welfare of the children until they're relinquished to a legal guardian.
Of course. I know what the safe haven law is.
Well, see? It's a good thing the Alpha team quit, because now we got all this spare room for the kids to sleep in, huh?
Jake gives a dry chuckle.
Yeah. Lucky us. Let's do this.
Hey, guys, you know that this house...
Jake walks in, trips over a fire hose.
Man down! I'm coming soon!
Will has dragged a fire hose into the room.
This depot is not a playground!
Jake dusts himself off. He checks his phone, smiles.
Got your message. Thank you. There's really spotty service here. We're stuck due to the storm, but we've set out first thing in the morning.
His smile fades.
Thank you again from the bottom of our hearts. That was a message from your mom.
Zoe runs to hug Jake. He turns her around.
No hugs. Legally bound to take care of you, so that's what I'm going to do. And in turn, you're going to ditch the attitude and be obedient, so we can do our job, fighting fires.
Why does it have to be fighting the fires? Can't it just be containing it or resolving it?
Oh my gosh, for crying out loud.
Mark jumps up, exasperated.
I can no longer hold my tongue. So what needs to happen right now, like literally...
Points at his watch.
This second is you gotta watch your tone, little sister.
Or what?
Mark stares at her, frustrated. He looks at Jake. He gesticulates to the sky. Rodrigo sits on a vibrating recliner, sipping a soda.
Or what? Or what?
Hi!
He sets his hand on a hot stovepipe.
Or what? Or what? Por qué?
He shudders.
I'm... Oh, I know what.
Oh, Masher!
The dog, Masher, runs in, growling and foaming at the mouth. She runs at the kids. Zoe jumps in front of her. Zoe points at Masher, who stops running.
Sit.
Masher sits, calm and docile. Zoe pets Masher's head.
Good doggy.
What just happened?
I think the baby broke your dog.
Masher lies on her side.
Sparkle Pony.
Her name's Masher.
Sparkle Pony.
Her name is Masher.
Sparkle Pony!
Will somersaults onto a recliner.
Okay.
Can you pass me the remote?
Hey, that's Soup's chair.
Will jumps to a different recliner.
What? No. That's mine.
Good.
Good?
He touches a remote. The chair vibrates.
What?
This is the most amazing chair ever.
Jake turns it off.
That's not for children.
Chair isn't for children?
Nothing here is for children.
Listen, Jake, it's been a long day. Why don't you just point me to the kitchen? I'll make him some dinner and we'll stay out of your hair.
Wait a minute. If there's gonna be any cooking done around here, it's gonna be done by moi.
Zoe plays with Masher.
That's French for chef, by the way.
No, it's not.
No, it's a great idea. Lieutenant Shore, the kitchen. The rest of the depot's off limits. Are we clear?
Crystal.
Jake leaves. Will picks up the remote again.
Don't you touch that button. Don't you do it. Don't press it.
Mark gasps, exasperated. Will grins.
Stupid safe haven law.
Masher climbs onto her bed in the office. Jake picks up the phone. It's Mark on the phone.
Reading Depot. Superintendent Jake Carson speaking.
Hey, Soup. Just checking to make sure you're okay.
Jake taps his fingers on the desk.
You look worse than you did after we spent 9 days fighting the Gaucho fire.
I'm fine.
Are you sure? Because you always tap your fingers like that when you're upset.
Jake freezes, then slowly turns to the window. Mark stands outside, under an umbrella in the rain.
Hi.
He waves his cell phone. Jake hangs up.
Just like a couple other things I wanted to say about the traffic.
Jake shuts the blinds. Annoyed, Jake picks up again.
Okay, call me again. And I promise I will come out there.
Excuse me?
Commander Richards drinks a green smoothie at a gym.
What kind of way is that to answer a phone at a federal fire facility?
Tell Superintendent Carson I need to speak to him immediately. Tell him it's Commander Bill Richards.
Wincing, Jake covers the receiver, then he speaks.
Please hold.
Jake gingerly puts the call on hold, then puts it on speaker.
Superintendent Jake Carson speaking.
How can I help you, Commander?
I was working a Class F in southern Idaho.
Bill is doing pull-ups.
And someone forwards me a video of one of my slope jumpers being pulled into a Huey. Ah!
Sir, about that. I apologize.
For what? Being beast mode on national television?
Jake pumps his fist.
Great optics for the department, Carson.
All in a day's work, sir.
I understand you're Dan Carson's boy.
World-class smoke jumper.
Died in that blaze in Yosemite, as I recall.
No greater honor for a smoke jumper
than burning to a crisp.
Would have preferred he didn't die, sir.
Bill hits a punching bag.
As you're aware, I have to pick my successor. Mandatory.
Retirement. But after last night's heroics,
you've made my short list for division commander.
Jay throws his arms up, overjoyed.
That's fantastic, sir. I would be my privilege to carry on your legacy after you're gone.
Say what? Gone?
Bill swings battle ropes.
I'm not dying. I'm never dying. And if I do die, that's because everybody else is dead, too.
But yes, what I meant was when you retire.
Oh, slow your roll,
cowboy. It's not your job yet.
A man speed punches Bill's abs.
I'm sure you wouldn't mind me coming down there Monday morning and seeing how
you run your shop.
Be my honor, sir.
I have my office email the application.
Make it official. I'll see you Monday.
Jake hangs up and does a victory dance.
Yeah.
He dances sideways back to the desk. He glides to the right, passing his hand in front of his face. Mark enters behind him and joins him in the dance. Jake continues his dance, unaware of Mark behind him. Masher watches them both.
Yeah! Where did you come from?
Soup. This is huge! You are going to have every single depot under your command.
Nothing's official yet.
Big Dan would be so proud.
They both stare at a portrait of Dan Carson on the wall.
Oh.
Mark chokes up. He dabs his eyes with a tissue. He slowly hands the packet of tissues to Jake, who stares at the portrait. He notices the tissues.
No.
Mark puts them away.
I have to fill out the most important application of my life.
Yes, sir.
Mark leaves. Jake sits down at the computer. Masher lowers her head. Jake looks up, annoyed.
Kidding me?
Bryn and Will are poking around some shelves.
What are you guys doing in here?
Admiring your shelving.
Okay, well, anything in here is outdated and unfit for use.
You mean like your fanny pack?
This is a FUPA.
Did you just say FUPA?
Fire utility pouch apparatus? Yes, I did.
Jake heads to another room and switches on the light. Zoe is at an old piano.
Come on, don't play that. Jeez.
Is this yours?
This is my dad's. He used to play this thing all the time, man. He loved it.
Play!
Jake covers up the piano.
Pianos are not for playing. I got work to do.
Later, at night, Zoe wails.
Please stop crying!
Mark looks to Axe for help.
Why are you just standing there? I've seen you wrestle a Wolverine.
What is going on out here?
I don't know. She's broken. I tried everything. And then the thing is doing that.
Bryn walks in.
Problem?
Problem? That's my problem. Make that stop.
Bryn picks up Zoe. The four men stare dumbfounded.
Zoe, you're okay, huh? It's okay. Maybe don't come at her all aggro next time. Me, fireman, can't turn my neck.
No. that was a good impression.
Will jumps in holding flare guns.
I found these cool Nerf guns. Reach the sky, cowboy.
Those aren't Nerf guns.
Put it down.
Will fires. Flares shoot out. Everyone dives for cover. Flares ricochet. Axe deflects one of them with his axe. Jake falls over a recliner. His pant leg is on fire.
You missed me!
A pan falls off the wall. Mark blasts Jake with an extinguisher.
Crisis averted.
Dr. Hicks knocks on the glass door, blinking rapidly in the rain. Jake answers the door, covered in white powder.
I never imagined I'd have to tell a smoke jumper this, but you know the correct way to use a fire extinguisher is you point the action end away from you, right?
She crosses her arms.
Dr. Hicks, what's your problem?
Why do you think there's a problem?
You always blink really fast when you're angry.
Not blinking fast. But there is a problem.
You dive-bombed my lab and scooped up water from Fisher Lake. That is a protected wildlife area. That kind of activity is devastating to the habitat of the western spadefoot.
Forgive me if I'm prioritizing human life over a frog pond.
They're toads.
It's the same thing.
Like firemen and smoke jumpers?
He rolls his eyes. She opens her bag.
I have an agreement with CAL FIRE saying that they are not going to collect water from Fisher Lake for their dumps, and now it looks like you are going to have to sign it, too.
You know what? You're right.
She holds out a paper.
You're right, and I'm sorry.
He rises and takes it.
You are?
You know, I admire what you do out there.
You do?
You're so nurturing towards those frogs. Toads. It's almost paternal.
She looks skeptical.
Wait, what's happening right now?
Nothing. I'm just saying that caring for living creatures is no small task.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Hicks, you ever felt a void in your life that could be filled by 1 to 3 small children?
Wait, what?
I just need your help with a big problem that I have. Them.
He points to the common room. Everyone sits calmly watching TV. The recliners vibrate.
Why is Winky Pie so mad at Rainbow Dash?
She found out that Rainbow Dash was secretly throwing away Pinkie's Pie, so it was so shady and unponious, I don't even want to go into it.
Axe frowns.
How do you know that? In San Quentin, they only let you watch 3 shows, cooking, history, and kids. So now I'm an expert all 3.
Well, it all makes sense now.
Right?
What's San Quentin?
It's a liberal arts college in Vermont.
Wait, this was much worse a minute ago.
Well, it seems like you've got it under control now, so if you could just sign that contract, then I can leave and you can continue watching My Little Pony with your friends.
You don't understand. I am stuck with these kids overnight. I was hoping that maybe you would know how to take care of them. Because...
She crosses her arms.
Because I am a woman?
No. You're a scientist. Knows how to care for living creatures.
So it's my scientific opinion you're looking for?
Yes.
Well, in my scientific opinion, you're a terrible liar.
She glances down, then smiles.
Pants on fire.
She runs out into the pouring rain. Jake follows.
Come on!
I have devoted half of my life to my career. I am a well-respected field scientist. I am not some pushover that you can get to babysit for you. If you can survive in the epicenter of a raging wildfire for days on end, you can handle a few kids for one night.
She gets in her truck. Bryn watches from the front door.
Pouring rain out. Get inside.
Jake heads for the locker room, pulling off his soaked shirt.
Hey. What are you doing out there?
Saw the door open. I just was wondering where you were.
He immediately emerges in a dry shirt, hair smooth.
I appreciate the concern. The outside, off limits.
Bryn frowns, follows him, then smiles.
That your girlfriend?
No, she's an angry scientist I thought I could unload you on.
But you like her.
No, I don't.
She definitely likes you.
No, she doesn't. But she does.
Mark gasps. Whoa.
Who cares? What?
See? You do like her.
Do you love her? Mm-hmm. Kissing.
Mark laughs. Axe frowns. Rodrigo teases him.
Not funny.
I'm sorry.
It is not funny.
All right. Bedtime.
The kids enter the bunk room. Will peers at a sexy pinup.
Pick a bed.
I forgot my jammers.
Is that Dr. Hicks?
Oh, sorry. That's mine.
A knife hangs from a bunk.
Oh, yeah. That's mine, too.
Will picks up a bottle of tequila.
What's that?
That's not mine. That's not mine. But I'll take it.
Rodrigo hurries out past Jake.
We've recently had a few vacancies, so you can quietly stay here until the morning.
Your concern for us is really touching, Jake.
Superintendent Jake Carson.
Alexa, play BTS.
Will talks to a black box.
Alexa, play BTS.
Jake frowns at him.
What are you doing?
Your Alexa's broken.
That's a clock. Go to bed. I don't want to see any of you until 0600.
We're not in the military. Don't you remember what it's like to be a kid?
Of course I do. That corner over there is where I did my first one-handed push-up. Learned to fold my dad's parachute in that bunk right there. Christmas intermittent fasting, sprints till exhaustion, speculating on banana futures. I've been training here since I was 4 years old.
Zoe runs in wearing an oversized helmet. Jake picks her up, holding her at arm's length. He sets her on a bed and removes the helmet.
Why does she keep doing that?
I don't know. Babies cry.
I didn't cry. I never cried.
You've never cried?
No.
And you're proud of it?
Jake hesitates, uncertain.
I get sad. And I just don't show my emotions. Water dripping out of my eyes and making... So Somebody quiet her down for Pete's sake.
Lullaby.
It's weird. She usually only likes lullabies from our dad.
Lullaby.
It'll work a lot better if you do it.
Okay.
Jake pulls a bench up to Zoe's bed. Will watches from the top bunk. Bryn stands behind Jake, sets down her bag.
Lullaby.
Jake clasps his hands, thinking.
I'm trying to think of one. No.
Zoe watches him, her cheeks wet.
But once was a man from Nantucket.
Will and Bryn exchange looks.
It's a limerick. It's not a lullaby. I'm not going to use that. There's got to be one up there.
Jake taps his forehead. He thinks, grimacing with the effort.
I got nothing.
Zoe has fallen asleep.
Yep. Mission accomplished. Good night.
He grabs the helmet and walks out. Later, Jake types a search into Google. Is it bad if you've never cried? He stares at the screen, then snorts.
Who cares?
Dr. Hicks talks to her toads.
We went on a couple dates, and honestly, all he did was talk about fire, and smoke, and jumping, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, whatever. I'm over it.
Jake on his computer.
Why do I, Jake Carson, deserve to be division commander?
He stares blankly at the application. In her lab, Dr. Hicks still talking to her toads.
He's gross. Unless you're into sort of a tall, like really fit, muscly, like sculptured face and clean cut, kind of somehow always has a tan guy in uniform kind of thing, which I don't know. I'm not into that kind of thing. I'm just not. I never have been.
Jake moves a clipboard on his desk. The initials DC are burned into the desktop.
Come on, Dad, what do you got? Thankfully, that's an easy answer. My dad's dream for me to become division commander. Prepared for that opportunity my entire life.
He smiles. He swivels around in his chair. Masher's bed is empty.
Masher?
Dr. Hicks picks up two toads.
The worst part is that she hasn't even asked to meet you two yet.
She touches them together.
Give each other a kiss.
Jake peers in the bunk room. Masher lies in bed with Zoe. She looks at Jake.
Traitor.
A sunny morning. Bryn explores outside the depot. Behind a chain-link fence is an all-terrain bike. Outside the enclosure is a tank labeled Turbine Oil. Inside the depot garage, Will eats peanut butter with his hands. He feeds some of the peanut butter to Masher, who licks it eagerly. Will stares at a gleaming Red Forest service truck. He walks up to it, Masher at his heels. He sets down the jar of peanut butter and tries the door. He smears peanut butter all over the handle and the door.
Uh-oh.
He looks around and sees a metal scrubber on top of a can of heavy-duty paint stripper. He grabs the scrubber, knocking over the can. He scrubs the truck door while Masher looks on. The red paint is deeply scuffed. Will turns, sees the spilled paint stripper. He grimaces, then spots a bin of industrial cleaning powder on a top shelf. He climbs the shelves, reaching for the bin. The shelves tip and crash, sending Will to the floor. Masher whimpers. Will rolls over. The floor is covered in the cleaning powder. Meanwhile, Jake sleeps on a lower bunk. Zoe creeps in wearing the oversized helmet. She smiles and creeps up to him. She's holding a teacup. Jake turns his head, sees her.
Ah! MHT.
Tea. How did you make?
She pours it on his face.
Spider fluid! Oh!
He hits his head on the upper bunk.
Again.
The upper bunk falls on him, then the lower bunk collapses. Mark eats pancakes with Axe and Rodrigo.
Come on. I'm putting him. Oh, so good.
Jake walks in, Zoe under his arm.
Hey, Sue, you have got to try some of these pancakes that Bryn made for us.
Or you could try my spam cakes that nobody seems to want to touch.
I don't care about the pancakes. Why'd you let me sleep in?
We thought you wanted to sleep in.
I never slept in a day in my life.
That's what we thought, but Bryn was... These aren't flapjacks. Those are distract jacks.
Hold this.
Jake hands Zoe to Mark.
Hold this.
Oh, no, no, I can't. I can't.
Oh,
I have a condition.
So
I would like to, but if I see somebody cry, I cry.
Rodrigo sits a tearful Zoe on the table.
Mark.
He looks at Zoe, tears welling in his eyes.
Please don't cry. I beg of you, please don't cry. Don't. Okay, wait.
Zoe opens her mouth with a smile.
Spam brulee. How about a giant spoonful of happiness?
I can do this. How hard can this be?
In the garage, Will holds a fire hose. He turns on the water. Masher runs out. The door closes. The spraying hose lifts Will into the air. The room fills with bubbles.
What is going on in here?
Jake runs in.
I thought I said no monkey business.
He's neck deep in bubbles. Mark enters the room. Mark falls. Rodrigo enters carrying Zoe.
She's so sad!
You gave her what?
Gave her my spam brulee!
I'm going in! I'm right behind you!
Will clings to the hose, which swings through the air.
Bubba!
Jake pops up from the foam, then back under.
Where'd you go?
Mark follows him into the foam.
Come back!
They both pop up out of the suds. Rodrigo takes a breath and dives under too. Jake finds the faucet and shuts off the water.
Where's the kid?
Jake pops out of the suds, looks up, and Will falls into his arms.
What a rush.
Will grins. Covered in bubbles, Jake looks around.
My depot.
Oh.
He sees the door of the truck.
My truck!
Ooh.
Look, I'm gonna take full responsibility for this. Own up to my mistakes. I feel like I've learned a lot from this experience.
Where's your sister?
Soup, she's on your leg.
Bubbles!
Not that one.
Bryn rummages in the office.
Can I help you find something?
She jumps up, goes to his desk.
I was just, looking for a pen. It's been a while since I've written in my journal. Got it.
Jake and the kids are covered in soap suds.
Did I miss something?
Oh, yeah. Second I reach the end of my rope.
Jake pulls his phone out, flinging suds off of his hand. He checks it.
Great. Your parents are on their way.
Oh, good.
She sees the application on the computer.
I see you're applying for a big promotion.
Zoe tugs Jake's leg.
Congrats. It seems like your dream job.
Whatever it is, the answer's no.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom. What's boom, boom?
Zoe's face crunches up. Jake is disgusted. Will and Bryn sneak out of the room. Eyes shut, Jake suppresses his disgust.
No more boom boom.
Looks like your sister needs an oil change.
Jake looks for Bryn. He's alone with Zoe.
Great. Lieutenant!
Mark shows up behind him.
Lieutenant!
He's not here. What's going on?
Mark smells Zoe. He shadow boxes the smell.
Oh, that's a spicy meatball!
He gasps, face twisting in profound disgust. He shudders.
Captain! Perfect timing as always.
Oh,
come with me.
Oh, I'd rather. It's all right with you. I'd rather not.
Jake grabs Mark and yanks him at a workbench.
Yeah, that's not good.
Jake hands a saw blade to Mark, who puts it away. Jake lays Zoe on the bench.
You think I'm gonna let this rattle me? I put an entire canyon fire with my bare hands.
That's right. Nobody handles poop better than soup. That sounded a lot better in my head.
They open her diaper. And recoil in horror.
Rodrigo spam brulee!
Zoe smiles up at them.
That is...
Mark gags. Jake closes his eyes, trying to stay calm. He can't suppress the dry heaves. Both of them struggle to keep it together, eyes closed.
Don't look at me. Don't do it or I'm gonna...
Mark and Jake gag. Zoe continues to smile at them.
I'm good.
It's not funny. Hold down the floor.
Wait, no.
Zoe picks up a hammer.
You don't need that.
Zoe picks up a nail gun.
Okay, baby with a nail gun.
Laughing, she pulls the trigger. Mark twists and turns, then goes into slow motion while dodging the nails. She runs out of ammo. Mark grabs the nail gun. Mark clips a set of vice grips to his nose. Relieved, he sighs. Jake enters wearing a heavy-duty firefighting suit and self-contained breathing mask.
I'm going in.
Oh, it's all yours, Soup. I know you were asking for a little space lately, and I think now's the time I gave it to you.
Jake stops Mark.
Sweet misery. How is that smell getting through an SCBA? This thing was designed to keep out nuclear particles.
Zoe smiles.
I need a towel.
He sees a red shirt.
Masher, bring me that shirt.
No. Whoa. That's my favorite shirt. Soup, please.
Jake uses the shirt to lift Zoe up. As he ties the shirt, Zoe poops violently.
Oh! Right up the armhole!
Poop fills the inside of his face mask.
You know what? Keep the shirt.
Later, in a shower, Jake scrubs his tongue with a huge brush.
Captain!
You need more soap! Got it!
He continues scrubbing. Brynn finds Mark in a supply room.
Wow. Jake sure has you at his beck and call.
Well, it is my job, and he is my boss, so...
Yeah, but do you ever want to do anything just for you?
Okay, let me explain something. 6 years ago, I was working as an accountant, and I had to meet up with a client in Big Bear Lake, and we got trapped on the wrong side of a Category G wildfire. I thought I was a goner. And then out of nowhere comes Soup, a smoke jumper. I didn't even know that was a job you could have. I was an accountant. My dad was an accountant, his father, my uncle, oh my gosh, my aunt. I think I have 3 second cousins. You get the point. And they're all heroes to me in their own way. But that day I realized that my calling was not with the family business and I started training. Well, what about you?
What?
Do you have anything that you love that you do just for yourself?
Oh, art. I used to paint.
That's really cool. You definitely should get back into that. And then maybe you will find someone who inspire you the way Soup did me.
I hope not.
Mark smiles, shakes his head.
Look, I know you don't see it, but Soup, he has a sweet side.
Captain, get in here, stat! Or I swear you'll be on the train duty for the next 6 months!
Mark hurries out. Brynn holds up Mark's keys and smiles.
Good talk.
Rodrigo and Will scrub the garage floor.
All right, little man. This is your mess, but I ain't mad at you, okay?
Okay.
As long as we leave this spotless, right? The 5 P's. Proper presentation prevents poor performance.
Okay.
Let's clean this up real good now. Come on.
A sign on a shipping container.
That's awesome.
Warning, extreme heat.
What's in there?
That's our fire training simulator.
Axe enters the common room. Zoe preps tea with Masher at a small table.
Tea?
Will opens the door of the container. The simulator contains gas pipes and burners around the walls.
So what do you think of the fire simulator?
That's so cool.
Tea for you? Tea for you?
Zoe gives one teacup to Axe and one to Masher. Masher sniffs her cup and leaves. Axe and Zoe toast.
Brynn, want some tea?
Brynn enters.
Sure, Z. Right now I need to show you something, okay? We'll be right back, Mr. Axe.
Brynn takes Zoe out. Zoe waves goodbye, leaving Axe alone with her bunny and his tea.
Finally.
Jake sits at his desk.
All right, let's get to work.
He rubs his hands together, prepares to work on his application. He and Masher sniff the air.
Smoke?
He checks the common room. Axe sits on the floor with his teacup.
What are you doing? Don't drink that. Trust me.
Jake leaves. Axe sniffs the teacup. He pulls out a lighter. He glances around, then ignites the liquid. He downs the fluid in one swallow. He thumps his chest and belches. A perfect smoke ring floats out of his mouth.
Class D forest fire.
Rodrigo and Will, dressed in full gear, are surrounded by flames in the simulator.
And suppression foam in my location.
Copy that, little captain. Requesting a fire line at... Wait a minute. Come on, how did you know that?
My dad and I used to watch fire shows together.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, we've got 2 victims just half a click away.
Okay, 2 victims at half a click. We got 2 victims at half a click.
He looks around nervously.
2 victims? That's a lot of victims here. Half a click is pretty far. I don't know. I got to call for backup. I need backup.
No,
I need backup.
Time for backup, Torres. It's up to us to rescue those people.
Kid, we got
to
bail. We got to get out of here. We got to go. I can't do this.
Will slaps him across the face shield.
Now buck up, Lieutenant. I know you've never believed in yourself, but I do. And your team believes
Will
in you.
Will shakes him by his coat.
And now I need you to believe in yourself. You got this.
Yeah, I got this. As Lance Armstrong once said, that's one small step for man. You better watch out for the next one.
It's Neil Armstrong, and that's not what he said.
Rodrigo flips down his face shield.
I'm gonna save those people.
He crawls through the flames. Rodrigo, Will starts to follow. Bryn appears, motions Will to silence. She beckons. Jake shuts off the flames.
Oh, hi, Soup. I was just showing Will here how to use the, Oh, yo, where'd he go?
Jake checks video feeds on his phone, sees the kids at the ATV.
You gotta be kidding me.
Turbine oil pours onto the driveway.
Hey, what are you doing? She tricked us.
The three kids drive off on the ATV. The men slip in the oil.
What are you doing?
Yo, she oiled the driveway!
The entire driveway is slick with oil. The men slip and slide, unable to stand up. Max slides in circles on his hands and knees.
There's oil everywhere!
Jake falls into a splits position.
Oh, nice split, Soup.
It's too slippery!
You go, I go.
Jake escapes the oil slick and runs to a junk pile. He tosses aside a wheelbarrow, pulls out a small girl's bicycle.
Soup! You need a helmet!
Bryn drives the ATV through the woods. Will and Zoe cling to the back. Jake pedals the tiny bike in pursuit. The ATV drives through the trees. Jake pedals past some branches, sees the ATV on a road below. He jumps the bike in front of the ATV and skids to a stop. The ATV hits him. He flies back and lands with his eyes closed.
Soup, did we kill you?
Are you dead, Soup?
Jake opens his eyes and sits up. Behind him, the ATV rolls away. They all stare as it rolls down to a lakeshore, out on a pier, and tumbles into the water.
Guess I forgot the parking brake.
What are you doing? Why would you run away? Your parents are gonna be at the depot any minute.
I was worried they'd freak out on me. They left me in charge, and the cabin burned down. I panicked.
You did it this time. My men can't even take the chopper to come look for us because they need proper authorization, and I'm the proper authorizer. At least a 5-mile walk. Uphill! Guess your parents are gonna have to wait for their family reunion.
Mama, just tell them, Bryn.
Jake looks at them, confused.
Look, our parents are in Africa getting an experimental procedure.
Bryn.
Okay, you can't tell anybody this. But our parents work for a secret government organization.
Bryn tries to speak, but can't.
Spit it out!
Our parents, they're not coming.
Why?
They died 2 years ago.
Who have I been texting with?
Bryn holds up her cell phone. Will looks down. Zoe looks at Jake sadly.
I had no idea. I'm sorry. Why didn't you tell me?
Because we ran away from foster care, and I knew you'd call Child Protective Services. And a month ago, we found out they're gonna separate us.
Okay, look, it's too dangerous to hike at night. So I'm gonna go find a place for us to hunker down, and we'll get out of here at first light, okay? And trust me, you guys are in good hands.
Later, a bald eagle flies to a treetop. Jake cuts saplings with a small knife. He skillfully puts together a shelter of branches. He whittles a sharp spear and brandishes it. Quietly, he stalks through the woods with his spear.
Gotcha. Who wants chipmunk?
Jake runs up with a skinned chipmunk on his spear.
Nobody. Nobody in the whole world.
I know. Where'd all this come from?
They're in a tent with a lantern.
My backpack? And a little from your supply closet?
She takes a pot off a camp stove.
Hot cocoa?
He looks at his dead chipmunk.
Yes.
Later, the kids are getting ready for bed.
Hey, Soup, where are you going?
Jake gathers leaves outside.
Answer calls. Back in a few.
He catches a hurled roll of toilet paper.
Thanks.
Zoe covers her eyes and cries.
What is it?
She's scared out here. She doesn't want you to leave.
There's no reason to be scared. Bear sightings are pretty rare.
Smooth.
Trust me, Zoe, this is not a trip you want to join me on.
He turns to leave, then stops. Jake squats in the woods, face straining. He holds Zoe at arm's length. She stares at him.
Can't go with you looking at me. Could you look away?
No.
Fine. I'll look away.
He turns away. She grabs his face and pulls it back to her.
Okay, stop.
Boom, boom.
Nope, not happening. No boom, boom.
Best!
Trees shake in the darkness. Jake steps in front of Zoe. Will and Bryn join them.
Stay behind me.
A growling creature runs through the brush, headed straight for them. The creature jumps onto Jake. It's Masher.
Masher!
Later, in camp, Jake brings wood to a crackling campfire. Zoe and Will are in the tent with Masher.
Good night, Sparkle Pony.
Bryn sits alone by the fire, looking at something in her hands.
I gotta say, your camping skills, they're on point.
Jake sits next to her.
That's what the kids say, right?
Something like that.
He looks at what she's holding. It's a creased and worn photo of her family.
You know, I lost my parents at a young age, too.
They exchange a look.
I was too young to remember my mom. My dad died on the job when I was a kid.
Sorry.
Bryn, you gotta stop, Bryn. You should be in school. You should be making friends. Causing a different type of trouble. Trust me. You don't want to look back on all this and realize you never had a chance to be a kid.
Bryn nods.
Sorry for all the monkey business. That's what the old guys call it, right?
Apparently we do.
Smiling, Bryn wipes away a tear.
I know you don't owe us any favors, but it's Zoe's birthday in 2 days. I'd hate for that to be the day she remembers him splitting us up.
I'll call CPS tomorrow. Tell him to come Monday.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night, Bryn.
She gets up and heads for the tent. With a troubled expression, Jake watches her go. A sunny morning at the depot. Jake talks on the phone in his office.
No, I...
Everyone watches through the window.
I completely understand.
What's he saying?
Jake rises, hangs up the phone. He walks out of his office and joins them.
Just got off the phone with CPS. Looks like you're stuck here until Monday!
What? Oh, yes! Yeah! Yes!
Zoe hugs Jake's leg.
Now, I have an application to fill out. I'm gonna need all hands on deck to get this place ship-shaped before Commander Richards arrives. Where's my running crew at?
Everywhere!
Later, Jake works on his application. Zoe and Masher run back and forth outside his office door. He watches them, thinking. He smiles faintly. Bryn and Rodrigo cooking in the kitchen.
No, my abuelita used to make the most delicious jalapeno chocolate cake you ever had. It's a secret ingredient.
Jalapeno chocolate.
Sounds weird, but when you taste it, oh, it's so
Rodrigo so chops jalapenos and touches his lips.
My grandma always said, never touch your face when...
He touches his face and squints in pain.
Now my eyes burning. My eyes burning and my lips are on fire. It hurts.
Jake blows on a grill fire beneath burgers and dogs. Rodrigo brings out a plate of food.
Oh, mira, esto está super requete bueno. Oh, who wants spamacopita?
Nope.
Come on, made it with extra gluten. It's got spinach in and everything.
Grill smoke makes him cough.
Hey, Soup, is it supposed to smoke like that? Maybe the coals aren't hot enough, huh?
Dr. Hicks arrives holding boxed puzzles.
Good.
Jake accidentally squirts fire starter on the grill, which erupts in flame. Mark covers the grill and Jake with a blast from an extinguisher.
Teach a man to light a fire and he's warm for a day. Light a man on fire, he's warm for life. Ben Franklin.
Inside, Hicks wipes off Jake's face.
I hope this isn't my fault. I was just dropping off some puzzles for the kids and I was just very surprised to see you doing something so fun.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Fun, okay?
He takes the cloth from her.
I feel like Mr. Fun would go by his first name and not Mr. But I don't know, you know, I don't know.
He walks around the corner to his locker to change.
I think you could handle it. I mean, kids are like fires, you know, you can't...
She sees him in the mirror.
You can't control them, you just have to contain them till they burn themselves out.
He peers at her around the corner.
That's actually right.
I know.
I didn't know you knew anything about fire.
2.5 dates with talks about them a lot. Maybe I listened a little more than I let on.
And here I thought all you cared about was the Western Spadefoot because their secretions smell like peanut butter and cause sneezing. Somebody I went on 2.5 dates with talks a whole lot about toads. And I listen a little bit more than I let on.
He emerges with a fresh shirt and perfect hair.
Maybe we don't hate each other.
There's no way that can be true.
They draw close to one another.
Mm-mm.
Everybody watches from the hall. They scatter, everyone except Zoe. Bryn runs back, picks up Zoe, and disappears with her. In the common room, everyone pretends to be busy.
Well?
Yeah.
Why don't you kids shower up, and I'll take another stab at getting that grill going safely.
All right, I'm gonna go. Then back to my trailer. My dinner's not gonna microwave itself. I'm gonna go. All right, bye.
Will and Bryn exchange looks.
So organized.
Dr. Hicks takes her time leaving. Masher sits next to Zoe, whimpering. Dr. Hicks heads out the door. Jake looks around at his crew. They all stare at him with annoyed expressions.
What?
You're just gonna let her go?
What a whiff.
Whiff? How'd I whiff?
You were talking to her, and then she left, and it was a bit of a whiff.
Open your eyes, dude. She's spending the weekend alone in an eco lab.
No kids, no crying. It sounds like a dream come true.
J-Dog, come on, man. That's mad absurd. People like being around people. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world.
Yes.
Barbara Bush, so close.
You should invite her back.
What, here?
No, in the kingdom of Equestria where everything is 20% cooler. Rainbow Dash.
Mark points at Rodrigo.
That might be right.
No, nope. I told you, attachments, distractions, in this line of work, no, it doesn't go good.
Jake, you need to practice letting your guard down.
Jake shakes his head.
I'm not good with any of this stuff.
Well, this is my area of expertise.
Dr. Hicks parks at her trailer. She checks her phone. Texts from Jake read, "Yo, what's up?" She smiles and texts a reply.
I don't know, Superintendent.
That was quick. Okay, now we're gonna reply with something clever.
I can tell you from here.
Jake takes his phone from Bryn and sits in a recliner.
What do I say?
It's easy. You just say, "Hey, baby, you, me, dinner. No presh."
No presh.
Yeah, no presh. He's right. He's right, because it's flirtatious and yet not threatening, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna keep it simple. Dear Dr. Hicks, I'm sending you this text alert.
Alert? Text alert?
To see if you are available and convene.
Jake.
Bryn takes the phone back.
It sounds like you're filling out your Dole application. You don't say what you're feeling. You show it.
Emojis appear. A fireman, a chicken leg, then no presh.
Poop.
Poop emojis fill her screen.
Poop, poop, poop.
Zoe has the phone. Bryn takes it back.
No.
Jake grabs it.
What is this? What are these chocolate dessert-looking things? Ice cream?
Yes, that's what it is! It's chocolate ice cream!
Great, who doesn't love ice cream, right?
No!
Yeah, don't do that. That's wrong, little man.
No.
Don't lie to him.
I think you're good on the ice cream.
Soup, did you just send that?
Yeah.
Looking at her phone, Dr. Hicks grimaces.
Dot, 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 dot. What is dot, dot, dot?
It means she's answering.
Morse code?
Three dots on the message screen.
The dots are gone.
She hung up, disappeared. That means she changed her mind.
Soup, relax.
You know, all right. Bit anxious. I got a full audience watching me go down in flames here. Not good. Not good for morale, not good for me.
Okay. She's just taking her time because she wants to get it right.
Breathe,
right? Jake lunges for his phone. He takes it from Bryn and checks it.
Smiley face icon? No,
emoji.
Frog icon?
Emoji.
Wine bottle emoji?
Mark gives a sly nod.
What does that mean?
Means you got yourself a date, stud.
Yay, Jake, you got a date.
Jake high-fives Bryn. Still at her car, Dr. Hicks smiles. Then later in the common room.
General Tso's chicken isn't made by a general. Coco Van is not a vehicle.
But it's not chocolate covered.
Oh, wow. Whoa, look at you.
Jake walks in dressed up. The kids stand next to the piano.
We cleaned it up for you. To thank you for saving us.
It's just where you had it to. It's beautiful.
Dr. Hicks arrives holding flowers in a covered pan.
Oh,
hey.
What a pleasant surprise.
So good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely.
I brought cookies. Hey.
Will and Zoe run to her.
Ooh. Maybe just one before dinner.
They take cookies.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Can I partake?
Sure.
Rodrigo holds one up. Oh. It's shaped like a toad.
Toad cookies.
These look totally delicious.
Do I detect a hint of nutmeggery?
No.
No, really? Cinnamon? Huh?
Jake walks up.
Coming in hot.
Hi. Oh, wait, I have this little. There you go.
Oh, presentation. Oh.
She hands him the pan.
May I take your coat?
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
Yeah.
Shall I put these in water?
Good yes.
Idea. Sounds good.
Thank okay. you.
Good. So useful.
Right?
Rodrigo!
Oh. Rodrigo leaves.
I gotta go. I think it's gone now.
Thanks for coming, Dr. Hicks.
You can call me Amy.
You can call me Soup.
Jake shakes his head.
Or Jake.
Yeah.
Jake's more casual.
Jake.
Yeah. I'm gonna go put these on a dessert platter.
Okay.
Don't think we have a dessert platter.
Okay.
He hurries off, leaving her with the kids.
Truth is, I'm really glad he invited me. Yeah. I mean, it's not just because I'm the only woman in a 100-mile radius, right? I mean,
no. I think he really likes you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
The kids serve dinner to Jake and Amy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bon appetit.
Okay.
Jake and Amy sit at a candlelit table.
Thanks, guys.
This is pretty amazing.
Exciting meal.
Rodrigo and Axe watch from the recliners.
A barbecue.
Look at them. Oh, I sure hope they have a beautiful romance and live happily ever after like Romeo Delicious. And Juliet.
Axe frowns at Rodrigo. Later, the team watches My Little Pony in the common room.
Friendship is magic.
Jake enters with the cookies.
These cookies are now open for business.
Oh, hello.
Yum, yum.
Yummy, yummy to my tummy.
Hey, Soup, why don't you play us a song?
You play the piano?
Not really. Plus, I know for a fact that thing hasn't been tuned in years.
Mark taps a tuning fork.
We're all set, Soup.
Thank you, Captain.
Amy pats Jake on the shoulder.
Come on, Axe.
Axe can't stop watching My Little Pony. Let's Will go. Turns off the TV. Axe hangs his head.
Play!
Okay, I'm a little rusty, so we gotta keep it simple, but the request lines are open.
Ariana Grande.
BTS. Chance Rapper. Drake. Post Malone. Kendrick Lamar. Wu-Tang Clan. Little Pump.
Okay, I'll be doing the choosing, but I hope your shoes are tied, because your socks are about to get rocked off.
Jake plays.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Everyone stares at him.
Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
Ring of Fire.
Oh, no, and... it is.
Okay, not the vibe of the room. That's fine. We're about to take it from 0 to 100.
The heat is on.
Amy tries to stifle laughter and fails.
On the street. Inside your head. Never beat. The heat is on.
No one reacts.
Glenn Fry, heat is on. Nobody?
Really got your finger on the pulse.
Mark laughs.
Don't tell me you only know how to play songs that are fire-related.
No.
Jake considers it. Mark looks down.
Yes. I grew up in a fire depot.
Zoe yawns.
Okay, it's late. You gotta go to bed. You don't want to be tired for your birthday, right? Let's get you to bed. Let's go.
Here's some water. Good night.
Amy and Jake put the kids to bed.
Soup?
No more songs. I'm all tapped out.
How about a story?
Jake looks down. Zoe and Masher are sleeping.
Zoe's already asleep.
Fine. I want a story.
Jake shakes his head.
I don't know any.
That's okay. You can make one up.
Mark pops up next to Amy.
It's not really how I'm wired, but I don't have...
An imagination? Are you kidding me? You are the most creative guy I know. We would have never contained the West Fork Valley fire if you hadn't thought to trigger an avalanche.
Show us what you got.
Yeah, come on, come on. Show us, Sue. Come on, come on.
Okay, okay.
Will lies back.
Once upon a time, there was a Yeti. A brave Yeti. He protected all the other Yetis, and he had the most ship-shaped cave on Yeti Mountain.
Bryn lies awake, listening.
One day, the Yeti had a kid named Jake, and the Yeti had to take care of the kid all by himself. Now, the Yeti did the best he could and make that cave a home, but sometimes it was hard for the Yeti. But the kid loved it. One day, there was a fire on the mountain, and the Yeti went to go fight the fire.
Jake grows pensive.
And he got distracted. Never made it back. Maybe the Yeti was thinking of the kid when he took his eye off the ball.
Amy's eyes glisten.
The kid felt so guilty that he swore he would never let anything get in the way of achieving everything the Yeti sacrificed for. To this day, every time that kid sees fire, he can hear the Yeti's voice.
When you saved us from that fire, could you hear the Yeti?
You know what? I could. I get to sleep, or I'm gonna give Axe direct orders to eat that cake all by himself.
Jake tucks him in. Amy walks out.
Soup?
Yeah.
Thanks. I haven't seen Bryn this happy in... Well, it's like she's the old Bryn.
Jake smiles. Bryn sits up.
Hey, Jake.
Yeah.
I forgot. Found these outside the depot on the ground.
A set of keys.
Figured you might want them back.
He takes them and looks at her.
Well, thanks, Bryn.
Also, you should ask Amy to stay the night.
That's inappropriate.
Calm down, Romeo. There's like 7 extra bunks in here. You can't just let her drive home in the middle of the night. Besides, it's Zoe's birthday tomorrow. We want her to be here.
Jake shakes his head, hesitant.
Hey, Jake. Guard down.
In Jake's office, Amy looks at framed photos on the wall. Jake joins her.
Is that your dad?
Yeah. There's him carving the depot turkey at Thanksgiving and decorating the depot tree.
In the photo, Dan Carson hands a decoration to a young Jake in front of a Christmas tree. Jake and Amy exchange a smile and sit on a bench.
You're really lucky to have so many memories in one place. When I was a kid, we moved around a lot, so I would have to find whatever lake or pond or stream was closest and make all those critters my friends.
Pretty lucky critters, I'd say.
The crew rises in the window behind them, watching.
Whatever.
Amy gives a shy laugh. Mark speaks through the window.
Hey, sir.
What? I mean, what do they want now?
It's just that those kids, those niños, they're so amazing, you know?
Yeah, they are pretty cute.
We'll probably never see them again after Zoe's birthday. And we didn't even get any presents for her. Not even a card.
Well, what do we do?
The roads have dried up and the stores at the bottom of the mountain are open for another hour. A copter is there if you needed me to. No, that's okay. No, no, no. We can make it if we go full out.
Jake turns to Amy.
Listen, the kids want you to spend the night to go to their birthday party tomorrow anyway. Would you mind watching them for a little bit? And not because you're a woman.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, where's my Redding crew at? Everywhere!
Jake's truck zooms down a city street at night. The pavement is wet and glistening. The truck pulls into a parking space in front of a store, Redding Emporium. Jake, Mark, Rodrigo, and Axe stride purposefully across the street to the store. Jake enters, the men fall in behind him.
You know what? Let's get Brenda Wilson stuff, too. If we're gonna make it a party, we should make it a good one.
Yeah.
We'll cover more ground if we spread out. Move out!
Yes, sir!
They separate and search the store. Jake holds a necklace up to his throat. Rodrigo sees a toy chainsaw on a top shelf. He grabs it. Another man grabs it, too. They both tug on the box. Axe limps down the aisle towards them, dragging his axe on the floor. The man runs off. Axe and Rodrigo high-five. Jake tries another necklace. Mark pulls down a box, shows it to a girl nearby. She shakes her head.
Ooh, 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 a drone. Did you know if this is a good toy for a three-year-old girl? Are you sure she doesn't want a drone? Is there any world at all where a three-year-old girl would want a drone?
Mark puts down the drone while the girl points to a small bicycle.
Oh, gosh, yes, the bike.
Jake rides a wheeled horse holding a green umbrella. Rodrigo plays with hula hoops. Axe plays with a scuba mask. Jake, Mark, and Rodrigo add items to full shopping carts. They race the carts around the store. Mark rings the bell on a tiny bicycle. He grabs the drone from the top shelf and walks the bike out of the aisle. The men walk out of the store in slow motion, weighed down with giant shopping bags. Next morning, the kids sleep in their bunks. Red lights flashing. They jump awake and climb out of bed. Together, they enter the common room. It's filled with brightly colored decorations and toys.
Equestria!
Oh, you know it, girl!
Jake and Amy and the crew welcome Zoe. She runs around looking at balloons, toy horses, and wrapped presents.
Oh, she's quick!
Are you bigger today?
Zoe runs into another room filled with balloons. A fresh mural on the wall, My Little Pony's Princess
this
Celestia.
Is beautiful, Brynn.
Everyone looks up at the mural, smiling.
Wow.
Axe pulls out Zoe's bunny and gives it a squeeze.
I love you.
He gives it to her. She hugs it.
Yay.
He toasts her with a teacup.
Cheers.
Look at all these presents.
You know, maybe one or two in there for you and Brynn as well.
Really?
Why?
Well, we didn't know if we were going to be invited to your birthday, so figured, let's celebrate now. Go.
He pulls a football from a bag.
Wow.
Brynn opens a small box. It's a silver necklace.
I love it.
She smiles at Jake.
Will, open this one next.
Will opens a box and pulls out a fireman's helmet. He puts it on with a huge grin.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
Rodrigo salutes Will. Okay. Will hugs him.
You ever need us? This will help us find you.
Jake hands him a laser beacon.
Is this a laser?
It is.
Thank you. That's so cool.
Jake and Will embrace. Brynn gives Rodrigo a big smile. There are tears in her eyes.
Oh, No, don't.
I got something, too. I didn't want you to feel left out.
Ta-da. Jake holds a box out to Amy. He opens it, then slaps it closed on her hand.
I'm just kidding.
She pulls a document out of the box. It's an agreement.
It smells a little like carbon dioxide, but it's legit.
This means a lot to me.
Well, I did it for the Western Spadefoot.
I'll be sure to let them know.
Hey, Sue, we got this for you. It's from everyone.
Jake reaches into the bag and pulls out a tiny shirt.
It's a t-shirt.
That's Princess Celestia, leader of the ponies. Come on, try it on. Put it on.
He looks at them bashfully.
Something like this I should probably save for a special occasion.
Well, what could be more special than right now?
Masher wears a unicorn horn.
Fine, I'll try it on.
Jake pulls on the t-shirt. It's way too small.
It's...
Zoe and Will bring helmets into the men.
Sure. Yeah. See, it fits perfectly. Oh, hey.
Hey, guys.
Look at that. Look at these stickers on these helmets. Oh, look, you got Rainbow Dash.
Huh.
Known for her loyalty.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Oh, awesome. No, you didn't. Shut up. Get out of here.
What's this?
I got Fluttershy.
Okay.
Known for her kindness.
Oh.
Thank you, Zoe. Oh, wait. Axe, you got... Pinkie Pie.
Well, what's wrong with Pinkie Pie?
I mean, nothing wrong with it, just that Pinkie Pie is known all over the kingdom of Equestria for her mad, infectious laughter.
Axe chuckles. He holds his belly laughing.
Oh, my gosh!
this. Never seen it before.
Zoe runs up to Axe, who towers over her. He lifts her up. He begins to sing.
My little pony, my little pony, what is friendship all about? My little pony.
Mark and Rodrigo exchange shocked looks.
Friendship is much.
Will and Bryn enter, amazed. Will drops his helmet in shock.
You can make sound.
He can sing.
What's everybody doing standing around? Who wants to pop?
Jake blows a whistle. In the garage, everyone lines up into two teams for dodgeball. They're all dressed in full fire gear except Amy, who wears a helmet. Wrapped in pillows, Zoe punches her fist and snarls. Balls and balloons cover the floor. The two teams clash, picking up balls and throwing them at each other. Will does a roll and throws a ball. Jake hides behind Amy. Mark cowers. Rodrigo gets pelted. Axe hands a balloon to Zoe and points to the other team. She throws it. Asher pops a balloon and flinches, then picks up a ball in her mouth. Rodrigo throws a ball gently at Zoe. It bounces off her head and she falls to the floor. Axe growls, then throws a ball hard at Rodrigo. The impact throws Rodrigo against the wall. Jake gives Axe a glare. Rodrigo gets up dazed.
No, I'm fine. Okay, let's go.
Slow motion, as Zoe stands under a red and white parachute while the team makes it float above her head. She twirls under the parachute. Axe joins her under the parachute and laughs. Later, the team plays Jenga using a giant set of 4x4s. Rodrigo is about to draw a piece out using the jaws of life.
Come on, man.
Amy swats Jake's chest.
Okay, well, now it's over.
Jake and Amy laugh and chat with each other.
They're gonna fall in love.
Mark watches, getting emotional.
They're gonna move in together.
Bryn listens to him.
They're gonna rely on each other for everything. Who's gonna need me now?
Amy picks an eyelash from Jake's cheek. He blows it off her fingertip. Bryn slowly moves a packet of tissues into Mark's field of view. He notices, then takes them. Outside, a red Humvee drives up to the depot. Two boots step out. Inside, Jake uses the jaws of life to grasp a giant Jenga piece. The man with the boots walks into the depot, unnoticed. It's Commander Bill Richards. He pushes through a curtain of pink streamers.
This is supposed to be a fire depot.
The big Jenga stack collapses.
Jenga!
Jake drops the piece he was holding and sets down the jaws of life.
Commander Richards, you said you weren't going to show up until tomorrow.
Kind of takes the surprise out of surprise inspection to show up on the day I said. Besides, look what I would have missed. I can see 7 code violations from where I stand.
Jake tears off his tiny shirt.
You heard the commander. Who authorized putting this stuff up anyway?
Somebody?
You tell that man to pack his bags and go.
Okay.
Carson, who do these children belong to?
No.
Mark hands Jake a new shirt. A woman in a suit enters.
Oh, great. Another party guest.
Patty Welch, Child Protective Services. I take it these are the children we talked about.
I thought you were going to give us the day to celebrate together.
The kids look confused and disappointed.
I was. I told her not to come until tomorrow. I told you that!
Oh, I'm so
Zoe
sorry.
Zoe offers a teacup to
you
Bill.
You see, CPS is not a fast food restaurant. You don't get to have it your way.
He takes it.
We've been looking for these children for the past month.
Happy birthday to you.
Axe enters, carrying a multicolored cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
a dozen candles are burning on the cake. Bill lifts his teacup to take a sip. Mark sees him. Bill spits lighter fluid on the cake. It bursts into flame. Zoe cries. Mark blasts it with an extinguisher. The cake is a smoking wreck. Bill looks down. His boot is on fire. Masher pees on it to put it out.
Oh, come on! I can't believe that you are Dan Carson's boy.
Hey, you can't talk to Soup like that.
He's right. This is what happens when you let your guard down.
Jake.
You don't understand. I get distracted. I can't do this job effectively.
Without this job, what am I?
I think I've heard enough.
Amy looks around, frowning.
Where are the kids?
The kids are gone.
Yeah.
The garage opens. The group looks out onto the driveway.
Where's my Humvee?
Do you have your keys?
No.
Yep, that's what she does.
Take your truck, right. Tires are flat.
Mine
yours too.
I got this.
Bryn drives the Humvee down a forest road.
Bryn, what are we doing?
I'll figure something out.
Bunny.
I'll get you another one.
Bunny.
We can't.
Bunny.
She points at a rabbit in the road. Bryn yanks the wheel to avoid it, loses control. The truck crashes through a fence and down a steep wooded slope. The truck skids, then lurches to a stop. Bryn peers out her window. The Humvee is balanced lengthwise on the edge of a sheer cliff. The truck jolts, sliding further over the edge. Bryn is frozen with fear. She reaches for her seatbelt. It's jammed. She can't unbuckle.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck. It's gonna be okay, Zoe.
Wait, I have an idea.
The chopper zooms over the treetops.
You're breaking every protocol in the book, Superintendent.
With all due respect, Commander, we will look for these kids until I know they're okay.
I'm ordering you to turn this chopper around.
Those kids are our responsibility. If you want out, grab a shoot.
What did you just say to
me? I got contact on Will. 10 o'clock.
Will aims the laser at them.
On second thought, I'll grab it.
Wait, where are you going?
Slow motion as Jake leaps from the chopper, parachute in his hands. The Humvee scrapes closer to the cliff edge.
Take Zoe and get out of here.
The door's stuck.
Will climbs out the open window.
Careful, Will.
As he steps down to the ground, the Humvee shifts. Will pulls Zoe to safety.
It worked! Jake's here!
Jake floats down next to them.
Bryn's stuck in there and she can't get out.
Bryn, I'm gonna get a line to you!
I can't secure the line and hold her. You think you can get it to her?
Yeah.
Zoe, sweetie, I just need you to go sit on that rock over there.
Will, pass your sister this knife and line through the window. She needs to tie it around her waist, okay?
Jake ties Will to the parachute cord. He pays out the line as Will runs.
Hang in there, Bryn!
Grab it!
Will tosses Bryn the knife, but it falls to the floor.
Will, what are you doing? Don't climb in here!
Will climbs back in the truck and grabs the knife.
Get out of the car!
Everything's gonna be okay.
He cuts the seatbelt. The truck tips. Jake hauls on the parachute cord, feet sliding across the ground. Will ties the cord around Bryn's waist. She climbs to the window with Will. The truck drops out of sight off the cliff. Jake slides across the ground, plants his feet on a rock at the cliff edge. The cord stretches over the cliff. Will's hands appear on the edge as he climbs into view. Bryn climbs up after him. Jake runs to them and hauls them up. He pulls them from the edge and hugs them both.
You're okay. You are my hero.
Great.
My hero.
Oh, man.
Oh. He picks up Zoe and hugs her. They all hold each other. Jake is crying.
I thought you never cried.
Please don't tell anybody.
A packet of tissues falls from the sky and lands at Jake's feet. Jake picks them up, then looks at the sky. Mark, perched on the edge of the chopper, gives Jake a thumbs up, which he returns. He takes out a tissue and dabs his eyes. He gathers the kids into a group hug. Later, Axe, Rodrigo, and Mark load toys and stuffed animals into the CPS van. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And this one.
Amy talks to Bryn nearby.
Yeah. I'm really impressed with how you took care of your brother and sister. Most people would not do that. You're awesome.
Thanks. All right, come here.
Amy embraces her. Will looks up at Rodrigo.
One day, I'm gonna be a hero, just like you.
You already are, little brother man. You already are. Come on, put it right there.
Will slaps his hands.
Yeah. Smoke jumpers!
Bill watches them and sighs. Axe approaches Zoe, holding a tiny axe behind his back. He presents it to her. Patty intercepts him.
I don't think so. Okay, she can hold it for a bit.
She takes it from him and hands him her bunny. He squeezes it.
Thank you.
I love you.
He picks her up and holds her in his arms. Mark presents Bryn with a sketchbook and colored pencils.
That's for you. You draw me something?
Sure. I'll draw you with hair.
Will looks around.
Where's Soup?
Bill turns and walks inside. Jake sits at his desk, chin in his hand. Bill enters. Jake starts to rise.
Sir, no. As you were.
He sits back down.
Look, Carson. You said earlier, if you had any distractions, you couldn't do this job. I don't think that's true.
Bill shows Jake his phone.
The people you care about, and they care about you, aren't distractions. They're the thing that keeps you going.
On the phone, a photo of Bill's family.
I know we got off to a rocky start. But after seeing what you did back there, there's no doubt in my mind that you're the man for the job.
Thank you, sir.
Bill takes his phone back.
Let me know.
He steps back out of the office. Jake looks up at a photo of his father on the wall. Jake walks out of the depot and joins the others. The kids are in the van.
Oh, here he is.
Let's wrap this up.
Come on, guys, get out. Get out, sir. Okay, come on, get out. Everybody out. Patty, are you familiar with the Safe Haven Law?
That is a stupid question. Yes, of course I am.
He beckons, waiting.
Children cannot be relinquished until the proper authorities are involved.
Yeah, I am the proper authority. Don't leave. Stay with me.
You mean here? In the depot?
I don't live here full time. I have a house.
You do?
Yeah, hello. This is not how adoption works.
Okay, first of all, there's paperwork, interviews, background checks.
Yeah, get it all started. I'm not going anywhere. I have three children. I'm not relinquishing.
What about your big dream job?
Somebody told me once the kids are kind of like fire.
Amy smiles.
You can't control them. You just got to contain them till they burn themselves out. That sounds like a dream job to me. Right?
Amy nods, smiling. Then she leans in and gives him a big kiss. Everyone reacts with smiles and teasing. Jake hugs Amy and the kids. Bill watches from the depot, smiling. Much later, Jake in his house, buttoning his suit.
Come on, everybody. We don't have a second to lose. Let's do this.
Will slides down a pole, also dressed in a suit. Jake buttons Will's jacket.
Okay, everybody, we gotta be at the courthouse by 2 o'clock.
Bryn and Zoe walk down the stairs together, both wearing brilliant white dresses. Jake looks out the window. His crew's outside, dressed up and standing in front of Jake's truck. Amy walks out wearing a wedding dress and holding a bouquet. She twirls, Jake smiles.
Here comes the bride.
Alexa, play BTS.
Burning Up Fire by BTS.
He takes her hand and twirls her into his arms for a hug. The whole family dances together. Will dances on one leg. Jake mimics him. Amy dances with Zoe in her arms. Jake vogues while Bryn laughs. Then they all dance and swing their arms in unison. Amy joins Jake in a ballroom dance.
Sparkle Pony.
Masher walks out wearing a bow tie.
Sparkle Pony, hooray!
All right. Where's my wedding crew at?
Everywhere!
Move out!
The kids hurry outside.
You ready to be Mrs. Fun?
That's Dr. Fun, mister.
They kiss. Axe watches as Mark and Rodrigo hit several b-boy poses. A red carpet leads from the house to the truck. Amy and Jake walk out hand in hand. They stand in a line side by side, Jake first, then Amy, Bryn, Will, and Zoe. Then Masher, Axe, Mark, and Rodrigo. On the back window of the truck, in the same order, are decals depicting each one of them. a montage of outtakes. Jake in full gear with the mask.
Don't underestimate the powers of the dark side of the force.
Mark mimes a series of disgusted reactions when changing Zoe's diaper, waving a saw blade like a fan.
That's not a real child.
Holding a mannequin, then covering his eyes and flailing his arm. Masher smacking her chops with Zoe and Axe. Mark and Jake miming disgust.
Nope.
That's Amy soaking wet in a doorway.
Water for the dumps. For their dumps.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to say that line. We will not use Fisher Lake to collect water for their dumps. And now it looks like you're going to have to sign it to collect water for their dumps. And now it looks like I'm going to have to.
A clapperboard. Then she tries the line again.
Does he always carry that axe?
Jake and Mark look at Rodrigo.
Why are y'all looking at me?
Mark cracks up.
Because you're supposed to give an answer.
Jake pulls a face and looks at his watch. Several shots of Jake trying to catch the toilet paper and failing.
You were given a chance. You were given an opportunity.
Mark rides a shopping cart in a store. It tips over.
Get out of frame.
I can do it better. I know I can do it better.
I can't do it better.
I know he can.
Mark reacting to Bryn's sarcasm.
Millennials.
Jake cracks up.
Superintendent, Jake Carson, and you can call me that, the whole thing.
Points at Mark, who's not there.
This is Keegan. He left.
Captain, did you...
Bryn's hair tangled on Jake.
Excuse me?
Jake tries not to slip on the oily driveway, then succeeds.
Hey, we made it. Let's go eat.
Amy reacts, then a balloon pops. Mark and Jake staring at the picture of Dan Carson.
Oh, my God. Big Dad would be so proud.
Mark opens the tissues. Jake stifles laughter. Jake covers his eyes, hides his laughter. End credits continue. John Cena. Keegan Michael Key. John Leguizamo. Brianna Hildebrand. With Dennis Haysbert. And Judy Greer. Tyler Main, Christian Convery, Finley Rose Slater, casting by Rich D'Elia, CSA, music by Nathan Wong, costume designer Monique Prudhomme, edited by Elizabeth Ronaldsdotter, ACE, production designer Brent Thomas, director of photography Dean Semler, ASC ACS. Executive producer Mark Moran. Produced by Todd Garner, PGA, Sean Robbins. Story by Dan Ewan. Screenplay by Dan Ewan and Matt Lieberman. Directed by Andy Fickman. American Humane monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. AHD 09054. Paramount Pictures Corporation did not receive any payment or other consideration or enter into any agreement for the depiction of tobacco products in this film. Copyright 2019 Paramount Players, a division of Paramount Pictures Corporation, all rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film is voiced by Darren Polish. Paramount, a Viacom company.